it's very important when you come up against teams of this quality that the consistency of performance goes right through 90 minutes. You can't start poorly and you can't end poorly like we did against Cardiff. And that's something we need to have been really working hard on. We've lost the last three games on set plays, something else we've touched on, because Manchester City are a real threat from set plays.
Johan Cabaye is back. He obviously missed last weekend because he was back in France. He had an injury. Is he okay now for the weekend?
Yeah, he's trained. He trained on Tuesday and today. David Samson hasn't trained, so he's a slight doubt for the game. But other than that, yeah, it's good to have him back on the training ground because he creates an opening against in these tight games that we're lucky to have, that Man City have five or six of, but we've certainly got one of our own.
Are you any further forward in terms of bringing anyone in this month?
Not really, no. It's been quite quiet. I mean, the legs are working under the water in terms of making calls and trying to manoeuvre a transfer that will work for us, but no success at the moment. But so no negative news in terms of a player going and no positive news either.
I think you mentioned last week that there'd be some talks between yourself and Mike and Joe this week in terms of how you're going to progress this transfer window. Have you had those and did they go well?
Yeah, we've talked all week, and I think it's a process that we just have to be patient. And as I say, we're not in a position we was last year, which three or four of the Premier League clubs are finding themselves where you're struggling to find some form, and you've lost key players to injury, and we needed to make some moves last year. We're not in that position. But that's not to say that we don't need a player or two that might just push us on in a year when the division is very, very tight.
Thank you. And what would represent a sort of successful, satisfactory transfer window for you?
Oh, obviously keeping the players I've got, because I have great faith in them, and I think they've played very, very well to a man this year. And hopefully, I think an addition of a player would be a great lift for everybody, particularly our fans and local media who get very excited about transfers. But for me, as a manager, you want the best players that you can get, and you want a squad that you think is sizeable enough to cope. And I think we've got room to bring a player in for sure.
You said a couple of weeks ago you don't fear losing Johan Cabaye in this transfer window. There are fresh reports about him today, but does that remain the case?
Well, there'll be reports about him every day because he's a class player, and you know, the situation with him is easy. He's a Newcastle player. He's very focused on us. As I said all along, he gets a prime position in our team, and that's a luxury that you don't get in all the top teams. So for him, it's a good position, and for us, it's a good position for us to have him.
It's been a really settled side through most of this season, and some players haven't had as much of a look in as maybe they did last season. Sylvain Marveau, one of those, and a lot of fans ask about him and whether we'll see him in a Newcastle shirt again.
Yeah, but he's, you know, we've had a great run, but we've had a couple of defeats in the cups and in the cup and in the league, and you know, that gives an opportunity for those players who've been on the outskirts of it for a little while. There's no there's room for a Marvo to come through and get into this team, like there is everybody else in the squad, and we've had a couple of real successes on that front, Williamson and Gouffran in particular. Now there'll be a couple of chances this weekend. Stephen Taylor and Mapu fight into play, and an opportunity for them to try and secure a Premier League place consistently.
Manchester City sort of flexed their muscles again in midweek, didn't they? They look something of a formidable force.
Well, they're a great team, and you know, they probably got in world football the best number nine in the business at the minute, in Negredo. We felt that the first game we played them, that he was a very, very good player and very difficult to cope with in that role. But they got strength everywhere, and it's a game that they should win. They make no mistake about it. If I put my neutral hat on, Man City should win this game. But maybe you could argue that about Spurs at home and Man United and Chelsea when they come to our place. We can put in a performance that can upset the top teams, and that's what we need to do.